Southwestern basketball out of the timeout. 4:25 left in the half. TLU leading 33-23. Deep in the right wing, Jacob Hester launching a three. He drills it. Hester with his first triple and his first bucket tonight. And it pulls Southwestern back within seven. TLU up 33-26 with the basketball. Sebastian Andrade top of the key. Left wing to JT Watson, who's on the court for the first time this evening in the Bulldog lineup. Sebastian Andrade deep on the right wing. Looking down low, there's nothing there. Xavier Phillips launching a three from the top of the key. Bullseye! Phillips with his first triple. And he has 8 points in the first half, 36-26. TLU back up by 10. Southwestern looking to answer. Deep on the right wing, Jacob Hester pulls up at the foul line. In the lane, crossover move, jump hook on the way. That rims out. Rebound to Roscoe. And TLU with the basketball back up 10. Sebastian Andrade weaving through traffic. Little stutter step move and a pass top of the key to Roscoe. Left wing, the pass goes to JT Watson looking for Andrade in the post. He isn't open. And the pass to Mason Green on the left baseline. Cross-court pass on the right. Phillips, he'll launch the three again. This off the front rim short. Scramble for the rebound and a tie-up between Persky and Xavier Phillips. Possession arrow points in the direction of Southwestern. Riley Fortorette checking into the game. He'll replace Mason Green in the TLU lineup. 3:17 left of the first half. 36-26. The Bulldogs up 10, Southwestern looking to make it a single-digit game again. Preston Hanna top of the key with a crossover move, a drive and dish right for Hudson Boyd. On the baseline, Boyd goes all the way through, and he stepped out underneath the basket. Turnover gives it back to TLU with 3:07 left in the first half, and the Bulldogs up 36-26. Riley Fournerette at the midcourt stripe at a 2-3 zone again for Southwestern defensively. Fournerette top of the key goes deep right wing to Xavier Phillips off the screen to Isaac Orozco. He'll fire the open three off the back rim too strong, and two Pirates control it. Preston Hanna finally comes up with it. He'll push for Southwestern. Hanna pulls up for the 17-footer. It rattles in. Soft touch on the mid-range jumper for Preston Hanna. 7 points for him, 36-28. TLU's lead back to 8 points, 2:36 left of the first half. Sebastian Andrade top of the key for the Bulldogs. Left wing to Riley Fournerette. Off the screen to Xavier Phillips. Right wing to Andrade. Behind the back dribble. He'll back into the paint. Put up the right-handed jump shot. Miss it. Grab his own rebound back. His follow shot is blocked. And the loose ball poked out to Hudson Boyd. Southwestern with a basketball back. Preston Hanna driving down the lane, puts up the runner on the baseline, and he's fouled. Free throws coming up for Preston Hanna. 2:13 left in the half, and the foul is on JT Watson, his first. Team foul number 8 on TLU. Southwestern's in the 1-1. Two more TLU fouls, and the Pirates in the 2-shot bonus the rest of the half. Preston Hanna at the line for the second time tonight. He knocks down his second attempt, and Hanna now with 8 points. He scored 12 to go with 2 rebounds and 2 assists in the first meeting between these teams. The TLU win in Georgetown 10 days ago. This free throw rims in and out, and the rebound controlled by JT Watson. TLU with the basketball back, leading 36-29 with 2:05 left in the first half. 2-3 zone for Southwestern. Isaac Orozco deep on the right wing, and he finds JT Watson at the top of the key. Left wing pass to Xavier Phillips, looking for Andrade, finds him near the midcourt stripe. Sebastian on the drive, puts up the double pump, scoop shot off the glass. That rims out, and the rebound by Sam Lacy. He'll push for Southwestern. Lacy looking to go down the lane and looking for an open teammate as he's cut off by Phillips. Jacob Hester on the left wing, rotated right side to Kyle Persky. Persky has it on the post, backing in on Orozco. Power move, and he banks in the right-handed shot. Good work in the low post by Kyle Persky against the smaller defender, the 5'11 Isaac Orozco. And it is 36-31 at TLU's lead back down to 5. They've been up double digits on multiple occasions here in the first half by as many as 12. Orozco deep in the left wing, Sebastian Andrade top of the key. Right wing to Xavier Phillips. Kick it left side to JT Watson. Orozco has it on the left baseline. He'll put it on the floor, take it strong to the rack, and draw contact. We'll see if it's in the act of shooting. Kyle Persky, the guilty party on the foul, his second. Free throws coming up for Isaac Orozco. The freshman from San Antonio, O'Connor, 77% from the line in his first season of collegiate basketball. Scored 8 points, went 2 of 5 from three, had 5 rebounds and a couple of steals the last time these teams played. This free throw rattles in. 4 points for Isaac Orozco tonight. He's averaging 8 points a game on the season. And he scored exactly that many against Centenary in the Monday night game, the TLU loss in Shreveport. He's been consistent. Second free throw's on the way, knocks it in. 5 points for Isaac Orozco. TLU back up by 7, 38-31 over Southwestern. 1 minute left in the first half. Sam Lacy, top of the key, drives and kicks right side to Jacob Hester. He'll pass it on the weave play left side to Preston Hanna. He has it at the top of the key. Hesitation move and a drive, a pull-up jumper. He is fouled before the shot. Isaac Orozco on the reach, but free throws coming up anyway for Preston Hanna. Team foul number 9 on TLU. And the 1-1, that foul ruled on the floor. Bulldogs still one foul away from putting Southwestern in the two-shot bonus. Hanna is 2-for-3 at the line this evening and has 8 points. Front end of the 1-1 rattles out. Rebound Xavier Phillips. Bulldogs with the basketball. 48 seconds left in the half and a 38-31 lead over Southwestern. Xavier Phillips deep on the right wing. Between the legs dribble guarded by Hanna. Launches the three. That's off the back rim. And the long rebound hustled down by JT Watson. And a new shot clock for TLU. Mike Wacker asking for a timeout. TLU's head coach asking for a timeout just to my right. And the timeout called by the Bulldogs. We will see if it's a 30 or a full timeout, just a 30-second timeout. So we're going to keep it right here. 38-31, TLU's lead. 7 points over Southwestern. The Bulldogs trying to complete the two-game season sweep of the Pirates. Just 10 days ago, they were able to come back from a 12-point deficit in the final 6:22, a 25-6 run over the final 6:22 to beat the Pirates at the Robertson Center in Georgetown, 66-59. And again, it was Riley Fournerette with the heroics in that game. Xavier Phillips, their leading scorer in the season, was not available. But Fournerette, averaging 4 a game on the year, scores a career-high 17 and hits 4 threes in that game. And the Bulldogs also survive a tough shooting night from Sebastian Andrade and Garrett Twitterow, one of their best perimeter shooters, who is not available tonight because of an injury he sustained against Centenary on Monday. Able to play good enough defense and get that big spark off the bench from Fournerette to come up with that big road win. Out of the timeout, TLU inbounding, 31.2 left in the first half, 38-31, the Bulldogs lead. 15 on the shot clock. Sebastian Andrade will approach the midcourt stripe, and he's picked up defensively by Hester. 9 to shoot. Andrade with a crossover move down the lane, looks for Fournerette. Baseline 3, Fournerette, and that's too strong. The rebound tipped around, and it's controlled by Hanna. 15 seconds left in the half. Southwestern basketball, deep on the left wing, Hester. And Jacob Hester backs it out near the midcourt stripe, 7 to shoot. Hester, left side of the lane, pulls up on the baseline. His shot blocked by Fournerette with 2 seconds. Phillips with a launch from midcourt, and that's an air ball at the buzzer to end the half. Good defensive sequence at the end of the half for TLU, and the Bulldogs take a 7-point lead, 38-31, over Southwestern into halftime. Back with halftime coverage in just a couple of minutes on KWED and TLUBulldogs.com.